You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Rusty Mansell, co-host of The Steakhouse, which kicks off at 9 today, and co-owner and publisher of Dogs HQ. Our conversation with Rusty is brought to you by Orchard, the smarter, faster, hassle-free way to buy and sell your home. Hey, Rusty.
Good morning.
Rusty, I have a question. Yeah. Sorry, Allie. Was the Steakhouse Christmas party better than the 92.9 Christmas party?
Wow.
Because apparently you guys actually had a place to go.
So right now I'm under contract.
Salty, you wouldn't invite
either
one.
They're going to make a 30 for 30 about our Christmas party.
So oh, really?
I can't really comment. You have to talk to our
the
people.
NDA.
I mean, he's curious about, you know, the Christmas party, but I'm curious about the SEC championship.
You know what? I'm glad you brought that up.
Are we curious?
You know what? I've got a lot of Bama people I'm friends with, a lot of Bama people I really like. But for whatever reason, in the short time that we have become friends, I've kind of hit it off with Mike over here. And I know he's former All-American. They say it every day. He's got a resume longer than me. I'm standing at the middle of the field after the game, and I go, man, I wish Mike was here to appreciate this as much as me. So I thought about you. And I said, what can I do for Mike? So I brought you back some.
No, dude. Ah! I knew it was going to be that.
Wow.
Go Dawgs.
Wow.
I knew it was going to be that, dude.
I wouldn't talk. I'd leave that, Mike. I would leave that there.
Oh, my God.
Hey.
By the way.
Go Dawgs, baby. Back to back.
All right.
Props to the sly move right there.
Of that.
Rusty just threw out some confetti from the
That is straight from the field, baby. I packed that in my back pocket and said, I'm keeping that for Mike.
Mike, I would not touch that. I'd just leave it right there.
I'm not touching any of this, man. Unbelievable, this guy.
That's back to back.
Don't you dare video this.
That's back to back, baby.
Man, yo, you are just mean. You're just flat out mean.
Man. Hey, you got. Listen, we needed any type of momentum in that series. And I told Georgia people, number one, you got to beat Alabama. Number two, you got to beat them in that building. You know, so I had a cough drop rapping fast. So I made sure. That's left over from the steakhouse party.
Oh, yeah. I was like, man, where is he going? As soon as you said midfield, I was like, he's got confetti. Here we go.
Good. When you post that, my mom's going to kill me because my mom texts me like 2 days later. She's like, tell me you got me some confetti.
I got a little bit for mom. I won't take some of that.
Yeah,
take some of that back.
But I got some for my mom.
Speaking of which, can that be her Christmas gift?
I will tell you this, that my mom, ironically, lives in Pensacola. She retired there.
What? I didn't know that.
She lives in Pensacola.
Oh, man.
My mom she's a Paul Feinbaumer every day, 3 to 7.
No kidding.
My mom is a huge sports fan, shocker. Nobody in the free world enjoyed that win more than her.
Really?
Good for her, man. She lives with a bunch of Bama fans, and they have given her you know what over the years.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of a crossroads down there in Pensacola, man. Yeah. You get a little bit of everything.
A lot of Bama fans.
That's a melting pot down there. Yeah, I mean, it was funny, and you'll appreciate this. When I was getting recruited, and I was already committed to Alabama, the phone calls would come, and we'd start mapping out, like, hey, do we want to take this road trip? And it was like, I don't know how far to Baton Rouge, maybe 5 hours to Baton Rouge, 3.5 to Tallahassee, 3 to Auburn, 4 to Tuscaloosa. Like, you're really in a crossroads down there in the panhandle where you can
and
go.
And now it's such
direction.
A melting pot. So many people move there.
Yeah, so many people down there.
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to actually
you regrouped?
Yeah, I'm going to try to regroup here and make sure that we can ask a bunch of questions. And what's funny is the entire time I'm watching that game, I'm like, I'm so glad I didn't make that bet with Rusty where I had to video myself on the shoulder of the road like Mark Zeno.
you know what? I'll say this.
Was that the bet?
No, it was going to be.
Okay.
But whoever lost is going to have to drive on the shoulder.
Oh, okay.
I will say this. I've been to, I guess, every one of those games except for Tuscaloosa last year. There was a different feel about that game because I felt like both teams were playing with house money. Obviously, in hindsight, Alabama was in regardless.
Yes.
They were in. Georgia was in. There wasn't the life or death of, like, the loser of this game is done.
Oh, dude.
This is a national semifinal. That was the feeling every time.
Which I played in two of those in 08 and 09 against Florida. Yeah. And it was the at that point, 1-2 both years, and it was the passing of two dynasties.
Yeah. Well, 2023.
Which feels felt crazy back then.
2023, I knew Georgia beat, what were they, undefeated and lost that game?
Yes.
Yeah. I was like, if you lose this game, you're out. You know, and it was a national semifinal.
Yeah.
And it was just a different feel, but it was still two big boys. And when the time that kicked off, you could tell it was big game buzz.
Allie can probably point to this as well because we were in Publix and we were doing our picks, and I was sitting there going, Bama's not going to win this game. I'm giving her every single reason, but I was like, if you think I'm going to sit here and say that Georgia's going to win against Alabama, I'm not going to do it, man. I'm not going to lie to anybody and act like anybody listening is idiots. Yeah. All right. I'm a Bama alum for a reason, and I'm going to stand up for the Crimson. But yes, and Alekin said 3 weeks ago, I said Georgia's going to win national title.
Yeah.
I did. And it was because I do think they're the most well rounded football team. And Mark can shake his head, but it's neither here nor there. They're the most well rounded team. And Gunnar Stockton is so clutch in the way he plays. And I think that Bobo, I don't know if he wins the Broyles Award, but man, he has done such a good job of putting Gunnar Stockton up to bat in those situations that I think they're a runaway freight train right now.
Georgia, just from the outside in, Zeno, I'll give you this. I don't know you want to play Georgia in a one-game setting because they will beat you up.
Yes.
Can Georgia run three games? I don't know.
Yeah, that's
but in a one-game setting, Georgia would be a nightmare because they will absolutely beat you up.
I mean, the draw was favorable, from the standpoint of, the side of the bracket that they're on.
For sure. I think they should be happy they didn't slide to two if that's what the bracket was going to pan out.
Well, if they would play fair two, they're going to play Ohio State if that winds up being in Atlanta, right? Would it have been? That's where you were like, wait a minute.
That's a good point.
Wait a minute.
I think about the location of that one.
But, I mean, 2-3 doesn't really matter because you're going to play Ohio State regardless. But I would tell you.
I don't know that Ohio State's going to beat Texas A&M or Miami. I don't know that's a
guarantee. That's how I feel.
I don't know that's a guarantee.
I don't know.
Here's what I'll say about Ohio State. I think roster, if you just rank rosters, Ohio State is number one. I think they're the most dominant roster. They got exposed because they hadn't freaking played anybody this year.
That's fair.
They got into a fist fight and they lost.
I will tell you that you want to know who the best defense is in this tournament?
Don't say Indiana.
No, probably Texas A&M.
Nope.
I think it might be Texas
Miami.
A&M.
Texas Tech. That defense and that front set, I'm telling you guys.
But do you not have the same reservations about them as I do Ohio State?
Reservation I will have on Texas Tech, I do think they're starting 11, especially their front seven.
Front seven
is nasty.
It's so insane there. It's so good.
Do they have guys that can play 55 snaps in a phone booth, get hit in the mouth? I don't know their number two is as good because those guys play 11, 12 snaps a game.
Right.
So when you start
I think it's
talking
a fair
about
question.
The little, but I do think
when they go up against Ohio State, when they go up against Georgia, what do they have?
The kid they got from Tech, Romello Height.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I mean, there's probably two or three
David
NFL
Bailey.
First round draft picks
on that
defense.
They wouldn't got them
easily.
They wouldn't got them.
That defense may be the best defense in college football.
But I got to see them against one of these teams that carries a logo.
That's all.
I'll add one more thing about and not to bring up the Notre Dame thing, but. You do realize that there's only two teams in this tournament Notre Dame would not be a favorite over. Those are Indiana and Ohio State. They would be a favorite over every single
not
SEC.
Not over Georgia, they wouldn't be.
I mean, I get Rusty, every odds maker I talk to.
He's right, but
every
the problem
odds
is,
maker I talk to the problem would make is, a favorite over Georgia.
If they played in New Orleans right now, if Georgia and Alabama, if Georgia and Notre Dame played Saturday, I don't think there's no way Notre Dame would be favored.
He's right that they would be favored, but the problem is that Ohio State was favored of Indiana. I mean, like, what are we doing here? Yeah. We're splitting hairs at that point. Yeah. I mean, it
you
just,
are. I'm not. Listen, it's 2.5.
I can't believe Notre Dame's not in, but that's another whole conversation.
Well, that's, yeah. I mean, they
whole conversation.
Notre Dame might be the fifth
I'll just sip my
best
coffee,
team in this tournament. Fourth or fifth best team in this tournament.
Trash and Bama getting the CFP. You know, throwing confetti at me.
I will say this about Alabama. The schedule they played, I told all my Alabama friends, I told people in that press box Saturday, there's no way in hell, unless Alabama gets ran up out of the building. And I said to somebody, if Alabama were to be something crazy and get beat 31-3, they might have a problem. I think that late touchdown
saved them.
Was a pretty big deal, too.
Let me, real quick, you know the worst team in this tournament is that's not a Group of Five school?
Who?
It's Oklahoma. Oklahoma should be the one that's out.
I think that's a good draw for Bama.
Oklahoma should be the one that is out.
I think that's a good draw for Bama.
I think Alabama's got a great draw.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Yes.
I'm going to pivot for a moment because the Heisman finalists came out. Did you feel, Rusty, that Gunner got snubbed?
No. He had a couple games. The Georgia Tech game really probably killed the momentum he had. He'll have every opportunity next year. He's going to be... Georgia.
Dude, I know what you're about to say.
Georgia. I'm going to deal with this.
Loaded.
Kirby Smart is going to start, I would say, saying they've got all kind of issues about March. Because Georgia, here's the thing, Allie. Georgia went 11-3 last year. They only had 7 returning starters this year. This was not supposed to be, like, whatever happens this year is going to, they're way ahead of the game. Georgia could really have like 16 returning starters next year.
They're going to be terrifying.
And they're going to get in the portal.
Wow.
They're going to have all the offseason love.
Those freshman linemen
are going to be back.
God.
Their D linemen are going to be back. The number 10s, the freshman five-star, the one that sacked Ty Simpson the other day. I mean, he's played late in the year. They're going to deal with all of that. So Gunner's going to have his opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Gunner's going to have all the preseason mentions. Who do you think? Who? If you're voting right now, who would you vote for? Just if you had one vote.
I don't love this year's Heisman class either way. I think Mendoza's going to win. But I think
the game he played the other night, Mendoza. Y'all realize how close Mendoza was to going to Georgia? I mean, he was sitting in Kirby Smart's office. That was all but done.
That's crazy.
That was all but done. That was all. When he got in the car on that was all but done. Very at the last minute, he went. Think about the decisions on that.
I feel the same way when I look at the Julian saying he left when Nick left. He was like, "I'm out. I'm going to Ohio State."
And Caleb Downs
the same way with both programs. Mm-hmm. Honestly, with Bama and with Georgia,
I just want to be messing around with Julian saying.
I saw the stat yesterday about the Heisman that the last three Heisman quarterbacks who have won averaged over like 4,100 yards passing and like 35 touchdowns.
Yeah.
And the three quarterbacks in this year's class averaged 3,100 yards and like 25 touchdowns. Yeah, like the gap is so wide,
but
which is why I picked Jeremiah Love.
But let me stop there, though. I think, and this is one of the things that I had when I said this yesterday to Mike Bell about Gunnar Stockton, felt the same way about Haynes King as well. It's more this year's class feels like it's more about what they've done for their team as opposed to what their stats are, which is to me what it should be.
That's right.
That's what it should be. It should be
an individual award. There haven't been that huge game like oh, he won it right there. You know what I mean? Like you see that go, that's a wrap. He's going to, you know.
To me, it's the Heisman is the MIP. It's the most important player. That's the way I've always viewed it. Who's the most important player for the team? It's gotten off the rails in the last 15 years because it's, you know, it's just always gone to a quarterback or, I guess, Devontae Smith.
Yeah, I go the other way. I think it's more about the stats. I don't care what you do for your team. No. Put up big years.
No, if that's
you're supposed to be the best player in college football.
If that's the case, then there's a string of about 5 years.
Travis Hunter was a
– That's a good point. There's a string of about 5 years where you could have given it to, like, Texas Tech and Hawaii quarterbacks if that was always the case. You know, Colt Brennan throwing for 6,000 yards or whatever it is, you could have done that. I just think it's always about – what those guys are doing for the team, and I think Gunnar Stockton is extremely important.
He's going to have a lot of opportunity next year.
It's connected that there's not a team that is 6-6 with a Heisman candidate, right? Like, these things are correlated. You know, other than Lamar Jackson winning it the year he won it, I think they finished 8-4 that year, Louisville.
I always think of the Randy Mosses of the world, though, you know? Like, it's just like, that guy was unbelievable, and then where's the shades at the thing? But that's a whole other story for another day.
Well, Rusty, make sure you've gathered up all your confetti.
I'm going to take it. I guess Mike's not going to take it. I figured he's going home and spread it.
Lucky.
I thought he was going to put it on his Christmas tree.
Actually, it might not make it back to Mama Manziel. It might just get water poured on
it. I've got a little bit left. It's funny because I was sitting there, and I tried to be nonchalant. You know, you're on the field.
Dude, I knew the minute.
And I reached down and grabbed some, and I see two other guys getting some, and this guy goes, this other reporter goes, I got to get some for my kids. My wife already texted me. I said, I won't tell if you don't tell. It's crazy how quick they start that turnaround. They start erasing
those immediately. Oh, yeah. We talked about that the pregame Sunday. We're like, dude.
The Falcons had a game the next day.
I'm telling you right now, they got the trophy ceremony, and as soon as Georgia left the field the last player, they were erasing end zones. Unbelievable how quick they do that.
Crazy stuff.
Yep. Well, Rusty, thank you for the time as always. Appreciate so happy it. To have you here. That is the Rusty Mantell, co-owner and publisher of Dogs HQ. And of course, you can catch him on the Steakhouse right at 9 o'clock.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your Secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.